This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So, Carver High and I are in Vegas. And what would a trip to Vegas be for a fight without Freddie Roach on the bench? Back again with rock star status, Carver High. Tell everybody what it's like to have rock star status on the bench.
Everything you could ever possibly want, you get.
You get it all. Parking, free drinks, free food, free booze, free hookers. It's all happening, Freddie. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. And you?
I'm doing good and getting better by the minute. No better way to start my show in Vegas this week than to have you on immediately out of the gates.
Thank you very much.
Hey, Freddie. So I was watching the... I don't know what the hell it was. The FS1 thing they're rolling in the MGM. Have you seen it? The video?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Did you like it?
It's okay.
You could care less because you've done 5 million of them.
Not that many yet. But
so you like, you're so serious about training and about Manny and about the fight that all that other nonsense is just, like, residual. It's just... like pain in the ass type stuff.
Yeah, it just, you know, like when he opens his mouth, it's just pain in the ass stuff comes out.
So you don't like all the you know, the TV stuff and them following you with cameras and everything like that? Or do you find it advantageous for, like, the wild card? Is that good for you?
It's good for the wild card, and it's good for the fighters and so forth. And, you know, Pacquiao is a big name right out there, and he's 40 years old now. And everyone's, like, thinking that, like, he's going to have a funeral after the fight, but that's not going to happen.
I know that. I know that. So, Carver High, tell him what I'm doing in this fight.
You like Manny, and you think that Manny's got the experience. You think that Manny can get it done. You've been saying it all week.
He's dangerous. He's just
dangerous. Pacquiao is still a good fighter. 40 years old. I don't care. His work ethic is unbelievable. He trains hard every day, and he's just working his ass off for this fight.
Do you believe that that Manny Pacquiao is better at 40 than Tom Brady is at 41 as the skipper of the Compatriots?
Well, you know, the Patriots are a good team, yes, but the thing is, Manny's way over him.
Manny would destroy Tom Brady in a fist fight, a knuckle fist fight.
Let's go with a bare knuckle.
Did you see when he was walking into the, whatever you want to call it, what was it called again, the Christian meeting? What was it?
A Bible study.
Is that what he was really getting? He was going to a Bible study?
Yes.
But he gave me knuckles, and I gave him a light tap because I didn't want to damage the fists. As you know, Freddie, my strength is astronomical in my hands. You know how fast and dangerous my hands are.
I've heard that, yes.
Well, you've already seen it.
Yeah.
You've seen it through the years, my excellence and quickness and ability to miss punches thrown at my face. A lot of people trying to kill me.
Yeah, there's quite a few.
So I got to ask you, Freddie, you know, you've been on my show for like 2 decades now. You knew that, right?
No.
Well, you have. And the funny thing is that people thought that you and I would both be dead by now. I just wanted to say that. How do you feel about the fact that you and I are still alive doing this?
I'm really happy about it. I'm, you know, 59. I didn't think I would make it this far, but I'm happy to be here, though.
I'm 54, and he's, how old are you now, 30?
I'll be 39.
39 on the day before my birthday, which is
correct.
A celebration of
July
your birthday.
28th,
so his birthday's on July 28th. Mine is on the 29th. And when is your birthday, Freddie?
March 5.
Okay, so 59 years old. Now, you look better now, I think, than you did, and I mean this sincerely. I I'm totally honest when I tell you this. Yep. I think you look better now than you did, let's say, I'm going to give you 7 years ago. Fair enough. What have you been doing differently?
I agree.
Is it Aqua Velva? Is it like, are you using baby powder on your onions? Are you using baby wipes instead of toilet paper? What is it, Freddie, that you've done to manipulate time?
Well, I think it's the hair gel.
It is. And what are you using? Are you using Got to Be Glued? What do you got going, Freddie? Are you using Men's Crew?
I know where to buy it in the store, but I don't know the name of it.
I think it's Crew. It smells good. That stuff's fantastic.
But you know what? I'm flying the other day, and the airline lady took my stuff away. I said, what are you doing?
Oh, because it was bigger than 3 ounces.
I said, come on, give me a break. It's hairspray.
And they wouldn't let you have it.
Nope.
No.
See ya.
Same thing with my weed. I had, the same.
3 ounces.
I mean, the same thing. I had an ounce. I said, it's under 3 ounces. And they still took my chronic. I couldn't believe it. So when I got here to Las Vegas, I went down the street to the dispensary and got me some new goods, some durables for the weekend. Or as Carver High likes to say, don't forget to pick up your edibles. And I thought he meant pizza, but apparently not. So let me ask you, Freddie, you've been through a lot with your health, but you look better now than you did 7 to 10 years ago. Has there been any advancements in what you've had to deal with your health with the Parkinson's?
No, new doctor and same medication though, and just.
So what happened to the old doctor? Did you have him killed or anything?
No, he retired.
Oh, he retired.
Yeah.
And did he turn you on to the new doctor or give you a recommendation?
Yeah,
or did you?
A guy from Harvard.
A Harvard guy. Yeah. Oh wait, we have a Harvard guy on too. Horror.
We got a couple of them.
We got your boy Horrible.
Yeah.
He's a Harvard guy, too. Those guys are liars and thieves, and they make more money than all of us.
They talk over my head a little bit. I don't understand everything.
They're up from a different planet. So now when I'm seeing you in the gym, in the wild card, training Manny, I mean, you still look incredible taking those shots. Like, you got the padding on and everything. Are you surprised that you still do that every day, or that doesn't faze you at all?
You know, I gave it up for a little while, but then I realized that I was taking away
from the fighters.
Yeah, from the fighters, especially Pacquiao, because he loves it. He loves to let go on that pad, and so I brought it back into play, and it's there forever now because.
And what has that done to you physically?
Well,
anything at all?
Sometimes I go home peeing blood, but sometimes, but not all the time.
All right, so now going into this fight, we all know that they're, the same old stuff. Guys are talking smack, and they're, I'm going to knock him out, and he's going to go to sleep, and he's going to be, it's a funeral, and all this other nonsense. I don't buy into all that. How dangerous is he, Manny, now, as opposed to 10 years ago when you were training him? And how have you maintained this relationship with him this long?
He's just as dangerous, and the thing is, his work ethic is really good. But the thing what we did, sometimes we would take, a couple hours rest. But we found that in his recuperation, he needed a longer time. So we gave him a whole day off in between. So some days we're on a four-day week, and some days a five-day week. And very seldom a six-day week like we used to do every day. So it works really better for him, and he recovers much quicker and responds much quicker.
So what is, in terms of, so how long is your sessions where it's taken a toll on him, and you felt like the smart thing to do would be to erase two of those days?
Yeah, his running in the morning is
right.
Like an hour and a half.
Right.
And then the gym workout is about 4 hours.
And then in the 4 hours, what type of handwork are you doing with him actually throwing?
We do 12 rounds of mitts, and then he goes in the heavy bag, speed bag. So, and this is nonstop. There's no rest period. There's no delay. It's right through. Every exercise, one after the other.
Four straight hours?
Yes.
No rest?
Nope.
So on that video I was watching, he had the sparring kid, the young kid. What's his name?
A.B. Lopez.
Right. So he was giving him all kinds of advice and wisdom and insight.
Yeah, AB, I delivered him some tapes of our opponent. And I said, watch these, study these, and let Manny know what you come up with in these. So when he talks to Manny, then Manny talks to me, and it works out pretty well. He's trying to help. He's trying to be a really good guy, and he's trying to do his work that I told him to do. He studied this guy well. He knows him very well.
All right, when we come back, we'll ask more about Keith Thurman and what Manny expects out of one time in this welterweight championship of the world on Fox pay-per-view on Saturday night at the MGM Grand Garden Arena. For On the Bench, we're live in Vegas at the MGM on CBS Sports Radio.
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
The great Manny Pac-Man Pacquiao, boxing's only 8th division world champ, returns to face hard-hitting, undefeated Keith one-time Thurman for the World Welterweight Championship Saturday night, 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific, live on Fox pay-per-view, the PBC. Call your cable operator and order the fight. Now, Freddie Roach with us, Manny's trainer, the greatest trainer in all of boxing history. So anyway, now stop. Now, wait a minute. You just told me the story. This is fantastic. So now, I don't even know where to begin. When you were a kid, you used to work for Whitey Bulger's crew? What did you do for his henchmen?
Well,
let's get down to business here, Freddie.
Him and Stevie Fleming. I'm an arborist. My dad was an arborist, and I went to school to be an arborist at North Fork Agricultural High School in Walpole. And I used to do tree work, and then I do their lawns and stuff like that, and make everything look nice. I mean, they paid me for this, and I didn't know who really I was working for at that time. But then when I was 15, I got questioned by the FBI.
What did they say to you?
They said, "Well, why are you here doing this work?"
That's right.
I'm sorry. So the guy's paying me, and he says, "You know, do you know who he is?" I says, "I have no idea." I said, "I do the work. He pays me. You know, that's it." "He says, well, who
did
are
they believe you?"
Okay. He says, "Who are you? Who are you?" I said, "Well, who are you?" And he says, "FBI." I says, maybe this is.
And that got your attention.
They got my attention.
So, did you ever know at all after that point? Did you figure out who they were and what?
Oh, 100%. Yes, I figured that.
And who did like your dad or anybody tell you what you were dealing with?
Yeah, my dad knew. My dad, they used to use
them. But your dad was involved in them too.
Yeah, he had. They would take him on small jobs because my dad really wasn't a killer. You know,
but he wasn't a killer. But so the one guy, you were telling me the story of the one guy, who was the guy that was in jail for the 40 years?
The rifleman. Steve
he was the guy.
Yes.
So they thought he was a narc or something, and they had to kill him.
Oh, no, that was my Uncle Daggett.
They killed
yeah.
Your uncle.
Yeah, he ran the Geneva Cafe.
Why did they kill your uncle? They thought he was a narc.
He had spent 40 years in jail, and then he got caught doing a job.
Right.
And they thought he was going to rat for sure. And
so they rolled him.
So they rolled him, yeah. I mean, it's part of the way.
What do you think of that? Like, can you even fathom? Like, we just put photos of you up on Twitter in your arborist days. We have nude photos of you clipping trees, Freddie, in the backyard of Whitey Bulger's house. This is now the greatest interview ever. This is now, Freddie, you have gone to all kinds of new levels here tonight on the bench. I mean, you are rock star status. I mean, you've eclipsed that. He's infinity.
No, because Whitey sponsored our boxing team, and then Fleming was on the team.
Whitey also sponsored tonight's Bible study at the MGM that Manny's at right now.
I'm really that long.
So let me ask you, what do you think when you see that picture of you from high school that we just put on the internet tonight?
Kind of nerdy a little bit, I guess, but that was really, I was going to the...
But you turned into a gigolo, so what's the difference?
I was going to the prom, you know, and then...
Did you have was your prom date, was she hot or was she fat?
Little fat.
Little fat. I love Freddie. Now, hey. So, Fred, what worries you about Keith Thurman?
No, not much.
Not much.
Because like I've studied his tapes. I think back a while ago he was a pretty good fighter, but you watch his last three fights, and he's
degressed.
He's fading more and more each time. And the holes are right there. I mean, his defense is terrible. He's a lot slower than he used to be.
Right.
For some reason, I think that he has trouble throwing that right hand. I know he had an injury there. I don't know if that injury didn't get fixed or he just...
Everyone said he was horrible his last fight. But when you saw did you study the Porter fight, the Garcia fight, or the Guerrero fight? Because those were wars.
Yeah, of course. I study all those guys. But one thing about all those guys, they're all Manny Pacquiao's sparring partners.
Oh, really?
Manny's kicking all their asses.
Every one of them.
Yep.
So you don't think this... What is happening here? Did you see the thing sticking to my leg? Do you think he's... you sound like you don't think he's going to have any problem with this guy at all.
I don't.
You just...
I don't.
So you're with me on this.
Yeah, you got one time and you got all time.
Yeah. Well, so are you surprised at all that he's still fighting at this level? Like, I was at the Broner fight with you, and it was like he beat his ass so bad. It was the worst fight I've ever seen in my life. I mean, it was honestly, I had more fun in my room after the fight. I really did. I did.
But, you know, one thing about Pacquiao, his work ethic is great, his desire is great, and he, like he said the other day, I feel like I'm 22, and you know, we have an agreement together. Once you show any signs of shortness, of being old, and not
then it's
being,
over.
It's over.
Did you?
And me and him have an agreement with that, and he's not even close.
But did he ever walk away from you thinking he could do it on his own? And then realized that he couldn't and called you back.
Well,
he crawled back on his hands and knees.
No.
Yeah, he did.
Well,
I saw him.
The thing is,
I have footage.
Because I told Manny, I said, Manny, it's really tough to be a senator and a world championship boxer at the same time.
Oh, God, all that political stuff is for femmes.
So,
honestly.
I mean, honestly,
God almighty, what is wrong with this guy? Does he really think he's going to be the president? I mean, he's going to be the president of the Philippines. These kinds of things aren't important. All that matters is not the survival of the people. It's the boxing community that matters.
I agree.
You and I don't have any time for all the problems in his country. All I know is I need him to cover bets for me and beat people's faces in. I mean, honestly, I got $5,000 on this fight on Saturday. I don't have time for, you know, homelessness and taxes and,
you know, a lot
and,
of this
you know, roofs for
lot.
The new... Roost for the new YMCA down in Manila.
You know
is
what?
It Manila where he's from?
No, he lives in Manila now, but we can go down to his house.
Does he like it here in Vegas? Does he still like coming here for fights?
He does like coming here in Vegas, but, I mean, he loves home. I mean, his new house, he has two indoor basketball courts, and it's kind of fun.
So when you see him now, as people say he's too old and everything. You laugh.
I do laugh.
So you think Saturday night is going to destroy this guy? Because you know what I said about him.
I certainly do.
Because I know my boxing. I think that the guy, I said to Carver High, he's just too experienced in big fights to make mistakes that I see Keith Thurman make every time he fights now. That you even said there's holes. I seen him make mistakes, and I don't even know what I'm doing. And then I never see Manny do that. In a big fight, he's so versed and experienced that you can't tell me that's not a weapon.
It is a weapon, and I feel he's going to destroy this guy. And, you know, the thing is, I'm already thinking about the next opponent.
And what is he going to – you said the other day he's going to call out Mayweather after this fight. Is that true?
We want Mayweather. I want Mayweather. He wants Mayweather. Mayweather, come on, wake up.
He just won't fight. Is that what it boils down to?
I don't know. He said, I hear he's going to be at the fight, so maybe we'll hear something at the fight.
Do you think that he's that he just doesn't want to fight anymore and he just wants to spend money and get fat?
I think he saw Manny, how good Manny looked in his last fight, and he's a little scared. And then after he sees Manny in this fight, he's going to be really scared.
Did you see him play basketball the other day when the guy dropped him on the ground?
Yes, I did.
That may have been the greatest moment ever.
That was, I mean, you know, he just took the ball away from him. He's
right.
Like, hey, that's my ball.
Freddie on a roll tonight with the bombs he's dropping on the air.
I'm sorry.
Honestly.
What time is legal?
Well, you forgot I don't work for Howard Stern anymore is
right.
What it is.
I'm a little punchy.
Now I work for the Pope at the Vatican Network.
No more. My mother told me not to swear.
I know, and you failed her horribly tonight on the show. Freddie, good luck on Saturday night. Not that you need it. I love you. It's always good seeing you. You're always a blast on the show. You're one of our all-time favorites. You're my man. I love
you. Thank you very much.
All right. Freddie Roach, the one and only, the man. He is an absolute badass with a potty mouth. But that's okay. We still love him. I cuss way more than you, and so do my children.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.